Hey, I love all your pretty faces. Can I get all y'all's faces to come in the middle so I can see them this morning? Because I'm nearsighted, and I don't want to have to, like, kind of, like, cross my eyes to go. But, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity. We get to come together with expectation in our heart for all that you're going to do and what you're going to say through us today, God. Lord, we thank you for this time of worship, God. And as we lift up songs of praise to you, Father, that you just be glorified and lifted up in this place today, God. Touch our hearts and our minds in the name of Jesus. Amen. With a broken heart, you pick me up, now I'm set apart. From the ash I am born again, forever safe in the Savior's hands. You are more than my words can say. I follow you, love, for all my days. I fix my eyes following your ways, forever free in unending grace. You are my freedom. We lift you higher. We lift you higher. Your love, never ending. Oh, oh, oh. You are alive in us. Nothing can take your place. You are all we need. Your love has set us free. Sun down to set me free. Everything of this world will fade. I'm pressing on till I see your face. I will leave that your will be done, and I won't stop till your kingdom.
This morning, as I was just walking and praying and sat down and typed out something on Facebook about my dad, about Veterans Day, about the day we celebrate. Today is Veterans Day. The celebration is tomorrow. And the father was just like, I'm honored that you honor them. But Don, what I want you to do this morning is just set something down to honor the saints that went before us. The Pauls, the Matthews, the Ravenhills, the great men of God who have paved the road for our faith. This morning I was reading Ravenhill and he said, the church, the early church, was birthed in poverty and in persecution. And the new church is today is unfortunately paved in prosperity and popularity. Written about 60, 70 years ago, and I'm reading that and I'm going, Father, I want to thank you for what you've done with saints of old that give us faith. Omar this morning began to share with me his message today, which I look extremely forward to. But today is a day that we celebrate. Yes, my dad was in the military. We served different places, went different places. We're thankful for them. But I'm thankful for more than just that. I'm thankful for the veterans in the kingdom of God. Me, it's 50 plus years to serve in the kingdom as a veteran of the King. Norma, how many years have you served God? 80-something years. That she is a veteran of many wars. All of us have stories. All of us have wars that we fought with the kingdom. This morning I have someone stand up and tell me, you know, this morning I had an attack come after me. Well, I want to say this to all of us that rise in the morning. There's always an attack that wants to come against us. Last Sunday morning here, and I won't share what it was. I will just share one thing. That in the middle of worship, we had someone here come to me. And if they want to share that later, that's great. But what they said is I had a vision during the middle of worship of God's Spirit coming into this place and understanding that God wants to do something incredibly, and it was hopeful, Spirit-filled, and alive. I don't know of this person ever having a vision ever before. I don't know any of that, but as they shared that with me, I'm like, that is incredible. So this morning, I know we don't have a full band. I don't know, we don't have all the whistles and bells. But here's the important thing is we have gathered as a group of people that want to breathe the breath of God, that allow Him to come into our life to worship the Most High God. Where we place ourselves in that worship is what He will do in us and through us. Amen? Let's just worship Him this morning.
If y'all want to come on down, y'all feel free. If you want to get in the front, it's totally fine. It's open forum, literally. Nobody's going to hold you back. Yahweh, the great I am, He turns the bitter into sweet. Who is stirring up my passion? Who is rising up in me? I am, He is Yahweh, the Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh, the righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh. Creator God, He is Yahweh, the great I am, He is Yahweh. Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh. He's Yahweh, Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh. He is Thank you.
songs of deliverance from my enemies till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear, and I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear, and I am a child of God. I'm no
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of you. my mountains, and I believe I'll see him do it.
God, make it personal.
He made a way when there was no way, and I
will see him do it again.
I'll see him do it again. I've seen him.
He moved the mountains.
He moved my mountains. And I believe I'll see him do it again. He made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see him do it again. Mountain, and I believe I'll see him do it again. He made a way when there was no way, and I believe I'll see him do it again. I'll see God do it again.
I feel this is a word of encouragement, not a word of knowledge, wisdom, just encouragement. We're watching not only our nation, but the world kind of in a whirlpool right now. We did the elections, and now there's all this stuff happening, and it's encroaching and getting worse and worse and worse. We'll look at Thessalonians next week. Well, actually, we'll be Acts 17 next week. And what I had planned on doing has gone out the window as of yesterday, because it was more of what I planned on doing and walking through the scriptures and Father just opening something up that I'd not seen in my studies before. That the church in the midst, And what we need to understand is the church in the middle of the Greek and the Roman culture was a culture of, excuse me when I say this, but total eroticism and of decadence and that. And yet you watch the church thrive beyond belief. Today, as our world is getting darker and darker and darker, what happens is light shines brighter and brighter and brighter. And yeah, you can go ahead and sit if you want to. I encourage that, because I'm going to have us do something here as Omar leads us in the song again. I'm running through a political op-ed yesterday and watching different things and going, God, how are you going to maneuver our nation through this? And then there's this little bitty tiny article. I don't know if anyone saw it, and it was just this little thing, brain tumor disappears. So I click on that and I begin to look. I didn't catch the guy's name or where it was. Massive brain tumor, no hope whatsoever, beyond surgery, beyond repair. And he goes in for his next checkup and there's no brain tumor. Now, we're talking medically proven. And they're going, we don't understand it. And the guy said, I do. They laid hands on me. And in the name of Jesus, it disappeared. It has put the whole hospital in an uproar because they cannot explain what has taken place. God wants to do it again, guys. God wants to do it again. And no matter how dark your life looks, no matter how dark the city looks, no matter how dark our nation looks, God says this, seek me with all your heart. I will be found of you. Search for me. Come to me. Worship me. Enter into my life, because I want to do it again. This morning, as we sing this again, whatever obstacle is in your life, I know these sound weird. I had you stand and sing back and forth last week, but this week I want us just to sing that. Just take your hands and hold. What is that obstacle that needs to be removed that only God can remove? That only He can do it and you can't. Only He can take that away. Only He can change darkness into day. Only He can come and place something in us that we could never do ourselves. Make this the prayer. I'll be preaching on our gift and language soon, in the process of where we're going. And I'm talking to someone this morning, and I want to encourage you, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, to pray in the Spirit this morning. If you're not, you want to receive, get with me after service. We'll make sure that takes place. Because it's not a gift that I give, it's a gift that God gives. But here's the one thing about praying in a different language. That it tells us that we hook up and we pray with the Holy Spirit. That He actually comes in and we pray, and we don't know what we pray. We're in faith that the Holy Spirit is praying in us and through us. And honestly, how many of us would pray, God, take me through some things. Let me give you an example, and I'm going to do this with Omar this morning. Our band has been trimmed down drastically, and it's not for us, but it's for him. God is saying, right now, I am about to hone you in a way that you have never been before. To rely on me and no longer anyone around you and the talents that they have, but what I want to do in you. And we get to be a people that watch the journey with him. But as that takes place, we get to be people who learn to worship in, not in the big arena, but in a way that is very personal. Am I making sense with that? Very personal. He's speaking to me this last week. He said, Don, your church is more of a training ground. And he began to walk through all the people that have been here that are now doing ministry, and other people, restored pastors. One of the people that was just here just got credentialed with another denomination, that we played a high value role in their life, that God has done more here than what I realized as I was driving. And him speaking into me. So this morning, as I hope I'm making sense, and it's not the medicine that's on me. But God's doing something here with him in his heart. God's doing something here in me, in my heart. God wants to do something in everyone's here, that heart, that we're dependent upon him and not on the structure or the nomenclature of the church at large. But together, as he does that, we come together and we're molded and we're fit together, as it says in Ephesians, and then needy upon each other. One. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? So this morning, as he sings that again, I watched the leper go down and dip and come up and he'd be healed. I want to see him do that again here. In my hands this morning, I'm laying out my hands. I have believed for healing. I'm believing for healing. I have been prayed for and anointed for healing. But God, I want to see you do it again. Not for my own benefit or my wife's benefit, but for all the people that I know that are out there. That will be like a hospital that went, where did the brain tumor go? In whatever situation, is it hot in here or is it just me? It's hot. Can you turn that down? Yeah, it's 70. Yeah, it's way up here. But I want us just to worship him with that one deal. If you sing, that's great. If you want to pray, because see, when back to that thing about praying in the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would pray in ways that we don't know how to pray or what to pray. God's desire is to pull us into a deeper walk with him. A lot of us would never say, God, break everything that holds me back. God, break this, take this chain away from me so I can serve you better. But not this over here. Don't hold that over there. No, not that over there. But you can break this one over here. But I want to hold on to this one. And these are the things that keep us from walking in. But when we're praying in the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit going, God, submit. Do anything you need to break that chain, that chain, and that chain. And we don't even realize that out of our spirit, we're already beginning to pray those things. What a gift the Father has given us to be able to pray and hook up with the Holy Spirit, to receive that and pray with that. So this morning, as he continues to sing that again, if you want to hold the hand out and you don't know how to pray over that situation, pray over it in the Spirit. If you can identify, let him break everything that only, because he wants to do it again. He wants to see his children walking on the water of life to where we're walking with fullness in life. Not in the discourse of a denomination or our theological statements, but in the course of relationship with him. So this morning, I feel that right now we are an incredible training ground if we will step into that training ground. And I'm stepping in first to be trained even more by the Holy Spirit. So if you want to stand, if you want to sit, if you want to find a corner, take a moment to hold that out and say, God, I want to see you do it again. Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen you move. You move the mountain. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe you do it again. I've seen you move.
I ask for
you. You move the mountain. And I believe. I see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe. I see you do it again. I've seen. You move the mountain, and I believe, I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe, I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again. You promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your
I feel led to share this with y'all about a healing I experienced, and this is meant for somebody, I'm not sure, maybe everyone, but in my mid-40s, 1 week, all of a sudden I gained 2 or 3 pant sizes. I didn't understand what was going on. I had what I felt was a severe case of pneumonia, and I was really sick. And I was trying to brave through it and not worry about it. A good friend came over one evening when I was at my lowest point and the sickest point. We were working a prayer ministry together, and we were praying for each other about other issues. We sat down, and as sick as I felt, we just pressed forward. And I don't think she realized how ill I was. But in the midst of our praying for other people, God showed up. And all of a sudden, I felt like something was coming up off of me and flowing off of me, a huge oppression or weight. And I didn't understand what it was. I looked at her. She was sitting at my kitchen counter on a bar stool, and she threw herself back, and she goes, "Oh, I'm seeing something." And I said, "What are you seeing?" She said, "I'm seeing a clock. And the hands are beginning to spin backwards faster and faster and faster." And she spoke that, and God's presence intensified. And whatever oppression was coming against me just kept lifting even more. It was like a river. It was like a river. And then she grabbed the left side, her arm, and she said, I feel like I'm having a heart attack, but I'm not. I'm not. And I'm standing there. Just enjoying God's presence and that oppression lifting off of me. We finished our prayer. We knew God had moved incredibly. And she left for the night. And I went to bed. I got up the next morning. And the pant sizes that I had gained were gone. The fluid on my lungs was immediately gone. It was gone. I went out the back door of my house, and I ran the full length of my property. I felt like I had the heart of a 17-year-old. I'd been on drugs for years because I had a heart condition. And I wasn't out of breath when I ran the full length of my property. Ran up a couple flights of stairs, too, just to make sure. It was amazing. I had been healed. I had been healed. It was all gone the next morning when I got up. And I said, "Lord, what was that? What happened?" And he directed me to look up the symptoms of heart failure. And I fit in all 6 categories. I was in heart failure and didn't even realize it. And I firmly believe had I gone to bed without that prayer and his healing, I would not have gotten up the next morning. It was that severe. And I said, "Lord, where in your word does it talk about you reversing time like that on someone's heart? Or just reversing time, period." Because I began to recognize that vision of the clock was God reversing the aging of my heart and the damage those drugs had done all those years that the doctors put me on and that I did in my youth. He was reversing it. And also, he stopped a heart attack. And that's why she was grabbing her left arm. That did not happen. That did not happen. It was an amazing, amazing healing. And Dawn is right. God wants to do it again, no matter what the malady is or the illness. He'll step in. Talks about, was it Hezekiah who asked for a sign? And they used stairs in the palace to measure the increments of the hours of the day, the shadow, as it comes down the stairs or up. And as a sign, God told him, "I will reverse the shadow up the steps to let you know that you're going to be healed." And that's what God did. And that was the scripture that confirmed that he will reverse things.
Hey, Don, I've got 2 words for you I need to tell you. I feel like God's saying patience and persistence. Patience and persistence in the moment. Because where he sees your frustrations of how things may not be the way you want it to be, when you want it to be. But he's saying if you just stay patient and persistent, there's going to be an outpouring, not only in you, not only in your church, but in Omar as well. There's going to be an outbreak, but it's going to require some patience and some persistence. but it's going to happen.
I want everybody where you are right now, and this is something that Father spoke into my heart several weeks ago. I've yet to do that. But we're going to begin to have prayer at the end of every service. And there's some people I'm going to come to that need to fill the role of prayer, our leadership, of Tom being up here, of Phil being up here, receiving the prayer for men and other women coming there. But in our service, one of the things that struck me that we used to do when we were in the old building a long time ago, and Father spoke in my heart about 4 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, Robert Morris talked about the three angels of Gabriel, Lucifer, one leading worship, one governing the word of God, and the other, Michael, over the prayer. That those things, three things, are vital in the church world today. While we meet is the worship. And he's going to gift you in a way that you don't imagine. But there's faith of stepping out in the newness, into the psalmness, into those things. And I'm willing to be patient. But the worship, the word, listen, he's preaching today. I'll be up next week. Seth will be here the week after that. Then we're rolling into our Christmas time. But there needs to be, there's good, solid teaching and word. But prayer's where we lack. Prayer's where we're missing. So we're beginning this morning to break in groups of 2 to 3 to 4. Throughout the sanctuary before the word comes. In small groups of prayer. Carol's going to get the little kids to meet her over here. And Carol's going to teach them how to pray. So our little kids, if you would all come over here with Carol. This is training ground. We're going to break with a little bit of tradition. You're still going to get to teach today, okay? But these are things that I really feel prompted and led in. There is someone that is supposed to be with Carol. I know who that person is. I will not go to that person. But I need to tell you that there's another one here that God has anointed you to be with her to teach these little kids. If you feel that's you, then what I want to say is you get up and you go there now. Don't let anything yesterday, tomorrow, the future, the past break that with you. But there is one specific person that Father's already dumped on my heart. But that thing is I have to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and not call you out. It's the same thing when I know kids are in ministry, that are called into ministry to go to Bible school. I always allow them to come to me saying, I feel a calling. Because if they go to school and it gets tough, they go, oh, well, I'm only here because of Don. Well, no, it's Spirit-led. But I want us to break in groups of 2 to 3. And I need to ask. Saturday night, Carol and I are the only ones here. Normally, I'm the only one here in corporate prayer. Corporate prayer is God's design for our church, and we're failing at that miserably. If I need to change the hour, the day, the time, so that it's more applicable to all of us, we need to come and let's set something else so we can have. I'm not the one to call to carry the prayer of the church on my shoulders. But we as a group, and if God's called you here, and everybody sitting here is God's called except you guys in Missouri, and I already said I claim their life in the name of Jesus, they can move down there, I'll take you any day. But I want us to break in groups of 2 or 3. What is the need that you have? It says this, confess your faults one to another that you might be healed, restored, that kind of stuff. What is your need? And it may be finances. Listen, as we take up our tithing today, our offering this morning, if you're not a tither, then you need to engage in that area because that is God's answer in that arena. And I'm going to tell you, above average, we are above average nationally in the area of our tithing. But if you're not, then what happens is that God cannot bless you without being faithful in that area. Different time, different lesson. If it's healing, ask for healing within that group and have them pray. If it's restoration of your life, some other family's life, something like that, have that group in agreement. And don't be afraid to, oh, if I share this, I bottled this up. You know, that's how the enemy, you know, fights us. He beats us up because we keep everything hidden in other areas, because we're afraid that if someone else finds out, they're not going to like us. And above all, if God finds out, He won't answer our prayers anymore. God already knows, guys. He already knows where we are and where we are. So if I can have one other person help Carol with the little kids and pray, I would appreciate that. The rest of us, break up in groups of two and three and begin to pray. And if you're here and you don't normally pray, this is your chance to learn how to pray. And all of us start out somewhere, somehow, in our prayer life. So let's just take a moment that if God set three angels in the beginning over worship, over the word, and over prayer, then obviously He is making something very important over those areas. Let's spend about 4 or 5 minutes just praying and just... I don't have very many in here, but here's some. There you go. Good catch. Hey, as we prepare for our tithes and offerings, one thing I want to say, I always want to be a church that's sensitive to the move of the Spirit of God. Very sensitive.